had been speaking on, you know, being urgent for a while, for a day or two. And I said that the work of the ministry that God calls requires a certain swiftness, right? It requires a certain swiftness, a certain kind of response to what He's called us to do. And thanks be to God that you people are learning to be swift in what God has called us to do. You're learning to be swift. You know, you're learning to be swift. That's what it means to be urgent, is to have that pressing desire to get on the job and to do the job, right? And to get on the job and to get a job done in that pressing manner, right? There is that quick swiftness and response that you must begin to have for the work that God has called us to and in what He's commissioning us as a group of people to do. You know, one of the faintest stories I remember was a man who shared an experience of how he met the Archbishop while they were in Bible school. You know, and according to him, he greatly regrets. Yeah, so according to him, he greatly regrets, and this was his regret, that he was very close to the Archbishop, very near him, talked to him, because at that point in time they were mates together. But one of his regrets was that he did not see Archbishop as a leader and as somebody he could stay under and learn from. Yes, this is one of his biggest regrets. And he said he never knew that God was going to be doing what He was doing with Archbishop at the time. So he sees it, and you know, there's just this lesson we all can take there, is that there are certain positions in certain relationships you must know to subscribe to them urgently. Yes. You must know to subscribe to them urgently. So, when somebody that you have to be learning from, or receiving from, or being imparted from, you do not put yourself in that place to receive them, you will get to realize that what God wants you to actually do at where He wanted you to be, you suddenly take out yourself. And then somebody else comes to stay in that position. It's true. I'm telling you that people who were around me 3 years ago, or 2 years ago, or 1 year ago, if they came around me today, they might not gain my instruction that much as they would have if they were there 2 years ago, or if they were there a year ago. Do you understand? Because what you should have done, another man is doing it. Yes, what you should have done, another man is doing it. And so, even in subscribing to relationships, there's that point. You see, what God is doing here is going to be one of the most shocking things to happen in this nation. I'm telling you. And God early on would have needed somebody to fill in that spot. But at a point in time, you just say no. No. So even in relationships, there is that urge Right? I'm teaching you something before I get into what I want to actually speak about. There's that urge. There's that swiftness of knowing your place in a relationship. It's very interesting. There's that place. It's that wisdom of knowing your place. It's a swift kind of action you must take. Because day in and day out, you get to realize the more you say, no, I wouldn't do it, the more somebody is being looked for to do what you ought to do. And then long before you realize, because you didn't respond swiftly to it, you see, because you didn't respond swiftly to the relationship now ceases to benefit you. And the relationship now ceases to, you know, play out that course that God would have wanted it to play in your life. Yeah. It's just a matter of time. If God's grace does not keep you as the way it's keeping us, you see that before you realize, you are swayed into something. It's true. I'm telling you, I was telling Kelly while I was walking with him, and I said, I think my staying in the gospel and my zeal and love for ministry, I think there's a staying grace that God has put on my life. Yes, I was telling you, I said, I think there's a staying, because there is everything coming against why I should say no, and I'm still saying yes. Yeah, there's everything coming, there are every winds blowing against me as to why I should say no, and then I choose to say yes, yes, choose to say yes. So you get to realize that it's God that calls men, right, into that place. It's God that calls men into that place. And it's God that anoints them into that place. So the same grace that God puts on a man is the same way he calls people around so that they can be beneficiaries of that grace. Yeah. So I looked at some people and I said, if they will only stay around, they will fulfill God's ministry for their lives. Yeah, I know that. I just know that. I know that. Before you realize there's one opportunity you've had, before you realize something is happening, you're just following up on it gradually, gradually, gradually. You just tell your disciples that, Charlie, you know, this discipleship thing, I think you all are fine. You know, it's not, please, it wasn't that serious. You know, so it wasn't that serious. So now everybody should find a way, you know. Yeah, now I'm busy. I'm too engaged. And I can't really flow with this whole design. And these are people that you were teaching. These are people that you were encouraging. These are people that you were laying foundations on with. You just dump them. Eh? Just leave them. Just say it's over. You can't take care of yourselves now. Because there were people that you needed to subscribe to in that relationship. You didn't subscribe to. You just saw them as people are hailing too much. It's like people are hailing too. It's like the people are just hailing this person too much. So you don't also want to be involved. You don't want to hail them too. And so you go and find somebody else. And before you realize, it catches up with them. It catches up with them. Catches up with them. Yeah, catches up with them. So you see, there is that urgency to subscribe. It's like you can say, yes, this is the one I follow. And you just know it and you subscribe to it quickly. And you know your place. I think today the message I plan to teach you on, it's different. Because this wasn't what I planned to do. You know, so I had it right there to teach on something else, but in the same regard of urgency, but it looks like switched. But so someone needs to hear this. Do you understand? Someone needs to hear this. So you get to realize that there is that place of your being in a relationship. God himself put you there. Don't take yourself out of it. God himself put you there. Yes, God Himself, you know, proposed that relationship for you. So don't take yourself out, because taking yourself out will be taking yourself out of what God has proposed for you. So I thought to teach you how to respond to this urgently. Are you listening? Be swift. Be swift. You know, there's many things that God's going to be doing with us. Yeah, there's many things He's going to be doing with us. Many things, I'm telling you. But many people should have known their place and just subscribed to it. Many, I knew of a guy that, bless his darling heart, I used to minister and flow in the things of the Spirit. And I could tell this guy really loves it. You know, he really loves it. But he just wouldn't agree that this thing, I love it. Teach me how it's done. Please help me. Please lay hands on me. Let this thing work in my life too. He wouldn't. He just thinks it's just something that everybody can do. Up till today, he has not been able to do it. And he doesn't flow in it. Doesn't flow in it. Why? It's because until you can become humble enough to receive from what God has given you, you just might not receive. Yeah, you just might not receive. But I'm telling you, if he was humble and he said, please, I want to know this thing. Teach me how it's done. How do you do it? How does it work? You see, I will now begin to teach him. And I'll now begin to lay hands on him. And I'll now begin to speak words over his life. And let me tell you, don't downplay spiritual impartations and laying on of hands. It can move you into something you never should have operated into. You never should have done it. I'm telling you, you never should have flown in it. But because hands were laid on you and words were spoken on you, you start just flow. You wake up. I'm telling you, you can literally wake up the next 24 hours a different man just by laying on of hands. And by following. Yes, by laying on of hands and by following. So, anybody that disregards this, disregards something very essential in his life. Yeah, I've shared with you just one or two of my experiences, but I'll keep using them as references. So, I'll keep using them as references for you. That spiritual things are very necessary. Knowing the urgency of subscribing to them is very important. One of them I shared with you was a particular, it stands out very loud and very tall in my life and in my ministry. I know it. Ever since I woke up from that experience, something changed. Something changed. Ever since I woke up from that experience, something changed. I know it. I know myself. I know. Yeah, share with you how in a dream I met a woman who happens to be the wife of the sent man of God. So in a dream, I kept on saying, I saw the woman and I was like, ah, you are so-and-so's wife. And she said, she smiled. So right there, I was like, please, that's what I said to her in the dream. I said, please, can you take me to him? In the dream, that should tell you how my, even in my sleep, my subconscious nature of honor plays, even when I'm not awake. Yeah, many of you are saying, I'm not afraid. Whenever you see someone chasing you in a dream and you are running, it means you are actually afraid. But you will grow not to be as you fill your heart with God's word. So oftentimes the things we experience in our subconscious natures, they are the real people that we are. Yeah, they're the real people that we are. So oftentimes what is in your heart, all right, can culminate into many spiritual experiences. Yes. That's why the heart is the central focus of everything that happens in a man's life. Because from there, it will determine whether he can receive anything or not receive anything. So I remember just saying, please, can you send me to your husband in the dream? I can't really remember if I was kneeling down or standing up to her, not to her husband. And then she smiled. And you know what she told me? She said, my husband is a very busy man. And he might not even be able to see you. I said, in the dream, I said, oh, why? And then she smiled. And she almost took steps as though she had to leave. So I ran to her and I held her in the dream. And I said, please, but I know you can't take me to him. But please, can you do me this favor? In the dream, I was begging her. I said, please, can you call him for me? Can you call him for me? And she looked at me and she smiled. And she said, that's fine. So she picked the phone in the dream. And she placed the call to her husband. And I remember her saying, hello, something, something. She mentioned the husband's name and said, there is a young minister here that God is doing something with that wants to speak to you. So right in the dream, I remember collecting the phone from her and saying, hello, sir, on my knees in the dream. The moment I said, hello, sir, I didn't know what happened again. Right in the dream, he started praying over me. He prayed one prayer for me. I can't share that prayer with you. He prayed just one prayer. I'm telling you, it was a dream. It was a dream. But I knew I woke up with something. I woke up like someone literally had, the word is a medical term. It's called vertigo. It's something that has to do with you see the world spinning. Like you walk and you're seeing the world spinning around. So oftentimes it's a medical condition. It's called vertigo. That's how I woke up from that. I woke up with someone who had vertigo. My eyes always spinning in the dream like this. And I could sense the weight of what was happening. When I woke up, I said, yes, that is it. I've gotten it. That thing, I got it. But you see, I wouldn't have gotten it if my heart was in that place of dishonor. It's the same thing that happens to Solomon. He wakes up and he gets to a dream. I'm not saying that dreams are functional, but I'm just showing you how even in your unconscious states, the Lord through dreams and visions can cause certain things to happen in your life. So I got up from the dream, and that's what happened. In Solomon's dream, the Lord appears to him and says, Solomon, what do you need? If you listen to the way Solomon honored David, let me show you the story. Some of you think it's not in the Bible. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings chapter 3. We're going to see how this happens. Can you drop the NLT version for us, please? I'm going to show you something very interesting. And many people just downplay knowing their place. You see, this one, if I had said, oh, he's this God, look at what the wife said about me. God is using a very young man in our generation. Look at all these things. I would have missed whatever was happening. So Solomon made an alliance with Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and married one of his daughters. He brought her to live in the city of David until he could finish building the palace and the temple of the Lord and the wall around the city. At that time, the people of Israel sacrificed their offerings at local places of worship, for a temple honoring the name of the Lord had not been built. Solomon loved the Lord and followed all the decrees of his father David, except that Solomon too offered sacrifices and burned incense in the local places of worship. The most important of these places of worship was at Gibeon. So the king went there and sacrificed 1,000 offerings. That night, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream, and God asked, what do you want? Ask, and I will give to you. Listen to Solomon's approach. This was right in his subconscious state. He said, you showed great and faithful love to your servant, my father, David. He starts out with honor and saying, God, I know my father David. You have shown him great favor and love to your servant, my father David, because he was honest and true and faithful to you. And you have continued to show this great and faithful love to him today by giving him a son to sit on his throne. You know what happens? He is honoring God's faithfulness to his dad. Much more, he honors his dad in the dream. So he's saying that, and you have continued to show this great and faithful love to him today by giving him a son to sit on his throne. 1 Kings 3 verse 7, now, O Lord God, you have made me king instead of my father David, but I am like a little child who doesn't know this way around. And here I am in the midst of your own chosen people, a nation so great and numerous they cannot be counted. And he says something. He says, give me understanding heart. Give me an understanding heart so that I can govern your people well and know the difference between right and wrong. For who by himself is able to govern this great people of yours? Right? What happens? The Lord was pleased that Solomon asked for this. Right? So he first starts by honoring his father and by acknowledging his father and by acknowledging what his father is. That's honor. It's just simple as that. And this statement, I believe, touched the Lord. While I was reading it, you know, you can see that the Lord was touched that, you know, that honor he gave to his dad, as if he had presented his case, you know, in a very rehearsed manner. But it wasn't like that. It was just coming from the heart. And then he is more conscious about his people whom he leads. So there are many things that knowing how to respond excellently to a relationship will do for you. Yes, many things. Many things. But knowing how to respond urgently, don't see yourself as not part. There are some people who still see themselves as, oh, we are not part, we are just passers-by. No. No, to be a passerby is to be less urgent. It's not to know where you are supposed to be. Where you are supposed to be. Where you're supposed to be. So there is a place you're supposed to be. There's a place in a relationship you're supposed to be. There is that place you must subscribe to. Many people will not love you. Let's say, for example, many people will not truly love me until they begin to see Metro TV and TV3, and maybe we are working together, and they say, we knew him and this man of God, and he say, Ivan, we also knew him, and Martina, we know them. Or they see something, you now see that their love is fake in that regard. So now they begin to appreciate what they had all the while. But at that time, it's too late. When you see us having crusades, that's not the time to now come and pretend. Somebody might have already labored in loving and truly proving their love. Do you see that? So, we knew this man of God. He was with so-and-so. Eh? By that time, you had not taken your place in the... You know, people are not just foolish. Oh. People don't just open their doors to you. There's a time that is going to come. Many of you that you should have done things, get to something you didn't do, someone will come and do you. The doors will be shut to you. I will talk to you. I'll say hi to you. But you can't have that relationship. You can't have it. You can't have it. Because you didn't take your place. You can't have it. So, God help me to be smart every time of knowing where I should be in whatever relationship I am. You see that? Access is different. Very different. You can ask any man of God whether they open their room doors to everybody to come in. Any church member that wants to come in, they should come home into their room. So you can tell that the gift of access is even different when it comes to relationships. It's different. So there is that urgency. I'm telling you, many of the people around, for example, Many great men of God are not even there because maybe they were competent. No, they were just there because they were there all through and through. They knew their place. They knew that place. So there's that wisdom you must have. There's that wisdom you must have to be swift, to know your place. And I'm telling you, it's going to give great benefits for you. Great benefits. It's going to be the benefits are going to be for you. It's going to make great benefits for you. Access is for people who know how to be in their place. The same, for example, the same access God is going to give, maybe let's say Pastor Chris Oyakhilome is going to give Prophet Angel. It's not the same access you give me. I can't even reach him. Now, I can maybe sometime to come, I'll be able to. But now I can't reach, because the access is different. You can't just walk in and say you are also a man of God, so you're coming to see someone. From where? Where are you from? But I can tell you one thing for sure. I can tell you one thing for sure. Pastor Chris's secretary can make me see Pastor Chris. Yes. Reverend Onainka's secretary can make me see whatever, whoever can. Just they are not because they are big or they are huge or they are. It's just because those people, right, know their place. They know their place. Do you understand? So why am I saying all of this? Don't have that mentality of not knowing your place and taking your place. Know your place and take your place. Do you understand? Know your place and take your place. And be diligent at being at that place. Know your place and take your place. Me, all I do is just keep quiet and just watch. I just be watching. That's all I do. Just keep quiet and I'll be watching you. And many people who come many years after, oh, he's my papa. You are not a son or you are not a disciple. You are not. You are here for something. No, just sit there. No, don't come and pretend. Don't pretend. Don't have that kind of pretense. Don't have that pretense. Don't pretend. The same way you did not regard what is happening and what God was doing when it was very little, is the same way you should have that heart to not just be fine. You know, just be fine. Do you understand? I'm teaching you how to be wise. I'm teaching you how to be wise. Teaching you how to be wise. Teaching you how to be wise. Yeah? I read an article, you know, today on Elvis Hajimine and wonderful things that he was doing. Today is his birthday. And the convener of Alpha R, Grace Mountain. And I got to realize that his sister actually was the one that was helping him. I mean, financially, when he got into full-time ministry. I mean, today there are articles all over of his sister and what she did for him. Did you know that if she decided not to, he would have still become who he was supposed to be? But somebody would take that monument. Yeah. Somebody would have played that role very well. Someone would have done it. And then God would have said, I see what this fellow has done. So there are certain times you just know your place. What I'm teaching you seems some way, but it is true. I'm telling you, it's true. If you like check the body of Christ, you will see many people who regret for not taking their place in certain relationships. Many people. But you're not part of them. You're not part of them. Because you know your place. You take your place. Sometimes it has nothing to even do with money, because you don't have money now. But you have money. But you don't have money now. But, you know, sometimes just being around and being helpful, you know, and being involved and being zealous is also taking your place. Yeah, it's also taking your place. I remember the first person who was in Bishop Dark's church, you know, was getting the daughter. She had grown, the daughter was getting married. And Bishop Dark's wife had to go. Bishop Dark wanted to go. Not because something is different. It's just that no, they acknowledge that this person has been there. This person has been there. We can't just watch this person like that. This person has been there. This person has been there. And me, I remember. See, I'm not somebody that easily forgets. Yeah? I remember very well the things that people do to help what we are doing. I remember. And if I remember, it means God remembers too. Yeah. Sometimes, is that not how some people in certain families, they didn't know their place. Certain families, you see that maybe the 6 children, the elder one is working somewhere. There's a last one somewhere. Maybe the parents are not financially well. Instead of him, should be wise. Maybe the guy is doing well in school. Instead of him, should be wise and help the person who is doing well. He's young, but he's doing well. He's not, he'll be complaining, this. Anytime he goes for money, you say, this, oh, money, I can't give you money. I can't help you. Every time, it's, are your parents not there? Are our parents not there? I didn't give it to you. Then the guy does, like that's a surface, lands a quiet scholarship. After the scholarship, he pulls through, lands another scholarship to leave the country. After the scholarship to leave the country, he starts working in some oil company. And then the one who was supposed to help is now like 45, 48, 50 somewhere. The guy is now 28, 29, 30, making money all over the place. Now he is regretting that he should have helped him. But he should have known that that was something he was supposed to do. So in relationships, there are places you must see. These things are things that maybe in 20 decades, I mean 2 decades or 3 decades, you'll be able to understand what I'm saying from a very wonderful point of view, because by then experience would have taught you, right? You would have seen certain things by experiences. See, so you know how to take your place and don't get tired when you, if he had helped him, what would have happened? It's that while this man is now strong and financially buoyant, you will never have to suffer again. Many of you know the story of Cristiano Ronaldo and his friend who apparently, you know, was as good as him. Cristiano Ronaldo had a very good friend while they were growing up, and his friend apparently was as good as him, if I can remember the story carefully. And this friend, that they used to play football together, and then Cristiano Ronaldo's friend is they went for a justify session, you know, they were almost together or something. I think he knew Cristiano Ronaldo was a little bit better or something, so they went to this justify to play. And the condition I'm thinking, if I can remember rightly, was that the one who will score more goals will have the opportunity to join a team that gets them playing, you know, at a more international level. So right there, if I can remember, you know, they played the justifies, did everything, and then he had an opportunity to score a goal, right? So that he would have been the one to go, but he was also equally good. And they said he gave the goal to Cristiano Ronaldo to score because he also knew that Cristiano Ronaldo was also good. Today, the man is walking around with cars and wristwatches. He never buys. In fact, the last time I read something like that, he lives a very lavish life as though he was the one playing football. Yeah. Guy lives a lavish life. And then they are asking the guy, oh, what's your secret? Because, Onupa, we know you don't play football. We know you don't play. Your pot belly alone, it shows. The man is, oh, Cristiano Ronaldo is sourcing him. Cristiano Ronaldo is sourcing him. And look at the money Cristiano Ronaldo has. Look at the money he has. I mean, the guy can be sourced for the rest of his life. He'll never go hungry. I'm telling you, never go hungry. Just to eat and sleep and wear wristwatches that extend, drive cars that are wonderful. That's all. But if he was the one probably that had this opportunity, maybe he wouldn't have gone that far. So relationships, there's that swiftness. I'm teaching you sense. I'm teaching wisdom. Take this one, take it. Are you listening? Take this one. And it's everywhere. Even sometimes in your classroom, you can see that there's this guy that is very good. Meanwhile, he's the one you say you don't like. How are you going to learn with him? How are you going to become better? How are you going to become better? How? Why are you going to become better? See that the guy is good. Huh? When he teaches, you understand. But you are just not urgent at knowing your place in relationships. You're not urgent. It's like that swiftness and smartness is not there. They say, oh, he's like this, he's like that. But he's passing. Then you are not really doing too well. And the annoying thing is maybe you can even be wrong. Because you say he keeps his time too much. You say 9 o'clock, he wants it to be exactly 9. He can't come at 9:15. No. Know your place. Know your place. If you just humble yourself and learn with him, you will become better too. If you can humble yourself and learn with him, you too, you will start becoming good. You will start becoming better. But if you don't, you're going to stay where you are. It's the same for a man who Pastor Chris was doing ministry with. The guy wakes up one day and he says he's going to Jamaica. He flew him over to Jamaica, flew him over to the US, became a soldier. Years later, he comes back, sees what God is doing, and he's asking Pastor Chris, please, can I be part of what is happening? Can I come back and take my place? You know what Pastor said? It's too late. It's too late. It's too late. Even if you want to come back, your time has expired. So in relationships, be swift to knowing your place. Be swift to knowing your place. Don't just leave everything to chance. Don't leave everything to chance. Don't leave everything to chance. Don't leave everything to chance. When God causes you to help a man and to follow and to be part of, God wants it for your benefit. Because he can always raise somebody to take your place. It's like Bishop Dark, who shares a story on how Yonggi Cho has financial person who is a millionaire, and he's Yonggi Cho's major financier, and then he tells Yonggi Cho, Bishop Black says he was sitting with him, and then he wanted this guy to help him. Bishop Black wanted him to help him, so he was. And the millionaire who was helping Yonggi Cho told him, see, Bishop Dark, I will never help you. The story still makes me laugh till now. He said, I will never help you. Bishop Dark said, oh. He said, I will never help you. He just told, look at whole Bishop Dark. He said, I will never help you. So Bishop Dark was trying to find out why this guy is refusing. And he said, because I'm called to help Yonggi Cho. That's all. That's what the millionaire told Bishop Dark. Say, I will never help you. So Bishop Dark said he thought he was joking. He said he knew him for so many years. Not even a penny had come to him because the guy told him he will never help him. And then God had called him to help Young Icho. And then at the latter, when Young Icho died, I think the next 5 days or 7 days also the millionaire also died. That's it. That's his assignment. Yeah. When Young Icho died, I think the next week or the very next week, the millionaire also died. And it's true. You can see that this one, God had, if the one that God had called into finance is gone, then he's done too. You understand? That he knew his place in the relationship. So I'm teaching you something very important. Yeah? In your natural things, know why God brings them to you. And know why. You must be able to know why. You must be able to know why. Why did God bring someone? Sometimes when you see the way you are suffering, God brings them to you to help you. But because you are proud, you will not be able to accept them. Let me tell you something. One of the greatest blessings God gave me while I was in school was my very good friend. Yeah, my very good friend. Many of you see me post him quite a number of times. He was the one that did everything for me. In fact, after school, sometimes I just sit down and I'm like, my God. My God, why? Why do you choose to always help me? But you know something? You know my major secret? Is that I'm quick to knowing what this person's role is in my life. I have that wisdom. Yeah. After school, he was the one that helped me literally with everything concerning pharmacy. Everything. Even now as I speak to you, my license are with him. He helps me with everything. I knew that, this one, God had brought him into my life because God knew that I needed someone like that. Yeah. I remember calling him today and I said, please, concerning this and this and this, please increase it for me because I need to do something for that ministry. And he said, oh, that's okay. I shouldn't worry at all. You see, I didn't have so many friends. The one, I'm telling you, God, sometimes I think about it. The one he gave me was the one I needed for everything in my life concerning whatever I'm doing. I called him today. I said, you need to increase this thing for me because I need to do something. I want to do something with it. And he laughed and he said, don't worry, I'll do it for you. I'm telling you. Yeah. I told him this today. I called him today and I said, please, you need to. I didn't even say it. I said, okay, you need to increase this thing. Yeah, you need to increase this thing because I have an agenda with it. But I could have said, you know, he's like this and I can't really. No. So you must know. When I got to Bible school, the first person I sat with, I'm teaching you wisdom. I'm teaching you to see God's help in relationship. And God is always going to help you through man. He's not going to help you through your own strength. Because there are sometimes your strength sometimes might not be strong enough to help you. When I got into Bible school, the first lady I sat with, the very first lady. In fact, when I got into the class, she called me herself. She said, please come and sit with me. I don't know why. I just saw you. I just like you. Come and sit with me. Can you believe that? From the first time I sat with her, right from my first class, I sat with her to my last class. She never allowed anybody to sit with her. Yeah, Martina shared her picture some days ago or something. I came with her some time ago. You see that? She never allowed anybody to sit with me. Yeah, and do you know what happened? She literally became like my secretary. She just gave herself to just helping me. Assignments, when I finished typing, I send it to her. I said, can you post it for me? Or this? And she said, yes, please, man of God, I'll do that for you. We used to have assignments to submit Friday, Saturday, Wednesday. She's calling. I was thinking about that. I was like, who gave this girl this job? Who gave this job to this girl? Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, ah, who gave this job to this girl. I looked around. I said, that's God's help to me. You see that in a relationship. That's God's help to me. So I used to cherish her also a lot because I knew that was God working with her. Yeah. Because if it wasn't left to her, some assignments I probably would have forgotten. Fridays, I have a very tight schedule. You see her calling from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. She's calling in the morning. Man of God, please, I wanted to find out if you've done your assignment. And I'm like, yes, I'm almost done. Man of God, please, it's now 4:30. Assignment will be up by 5 o'clock. She's calling. Man of God, please, the assignment is 5 o'clock. When I saw, I was like, God, I see your help in this. Yeah. So many of the times, the people that God sends to you are his help to you. I don't believe somebody who is struggling academically, God does not send them certain people to help them. But they are too proud. The person that should help them is the person they don't like. It's the person they can't listen to. It's the person they can't talk to. It's the person they will not humble themselves and relate to. It's the person that they just can't stand their presence. But that's the person that can help you. So they're God's help to everybody is help through men. He's just going to be helping you through men. So begin to have this wisdom and be swift to know your place in a relationship. Know your place. Know why God brings somebody in. Know it. Be quick to see. Yeah. Martina must have said maybe she was not very zealous. She was not very concerned about God and being a Christian. But I see God in what God is using her to do. And I acknowledge it is God. And I always thank God for her. And I thank God for every one of you. Because every one of you is an expression of God. 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 But I could have said, you know, I'm somewhere. I don't need you. I don't. I'm not really interested. And that would be despising God's help. So every time is that time to know your place. At your workplace, know your place. There are some people you shouldn't be arguing with. Just keep quiet. You should know your place. That's all. When you know your place, things will not fight in opposite directions towards you. But because you don't know your place, you are proud, you talk anyhow, things are just hitting at you here and there. Yeah. Know your place. Know your place. At my work, I know my place. My work, I know my place. There was a time I remember a customer came in and I gave some medications and my whole manager came in and he said, "Are these the medications you gave?" And I said, "Yes," he said. And he said, "Oh, okay, that's wonderful. That's really nice." And I said, "Please," said, "do you want to change them?" He said, no, it's okay, you can go on. I knew my place. I could have said, "I am a pharmacist. He's also a pharmacist too." I could have said that. And, you know, so I'm the one doing it. You can change what I want to give. Oh, I'm a pharmacist too. You can't change it. So please allow me to give my own medicine. Don't come and be on me. Yeah. I know my place. It's just as simple as that. And I'm swift to recognizing where I belong and what role I'm supposed to play. The Lord helps you understand this. The Lord helps you understand this. There are some people, maybe you're just to follow. That's all. Follow really well. That's your place. That's all. That's all. Nothing to even be worried. Just be following. Just be following. And follow passionately. I can tell someone is receiving wisdom. You are receiving wisdom. You will not become so proud and not wise any longer. You know where you belong. You know where you belong. Father, thank you that these ones are becoming urgent, swift, knowing where they belong. Those who are supposed to follow will follow. Those who are supposed to give and help by being present will help by being present. Those who are supposed to be active and giving will be active and giving. Those who are supposed to labor so hard physically will labor so hard and physically. Those who are supposed to give financially will give financially. They will start taking them. They will say, no, I'm not going to allow anybody take my place. Those who are supposed to be sons of consolations will be sons of consolations. They will take their place and they will stand there. Father, thank you. We know to take our place. 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 We do this urgently. We do it urgently. We're urgent at it. We're swift at it. We're swift at it. We're swift at it. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.